This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hot Chocolate for the Soul, a show where everyone is welcome. We want to create a cozy and content place to talk about it. Well-being, self-improvement, relationships, self-awareness, and always embracing our inner child. Un espacio seguro y abierto, conversar de bienestar, calidad de vida, crecimiento personal, relaciones de pareja e iniciativas destacables en Nueva Zelanda. Hello everyone, this is Hot Chocolate for the Soul. My name is Paola and we have a very beautiful program today. We're talking about empowering women. What a such a big topic. So normally here with me is Michelle, which probably people know her, of course, is very important in the radio. And also I have this very important friend of mine. I haven't seen her for ages. Her name is Luana Doher. She's an electricity energy analyst, but also she's a very good friend of mine. We used to live together. We know each other pretty well, I suppose. And what I mentioned at Michelle is because I think it's one of those topics I will be so happy to involve you, if it's okay, and ask some questions because it has to be with our journey and how we support each other. Welcome, Luana. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, I'm thanks, so Paola. Happy to have you here. And I think you are one of those women that have been empowered your own self through your own journey. You are a world traveler. And yeah, I mean, I met you here, but you've been living pretty much everywhere. And I think one of those things helping us in life is traveling, open our mind, open our heart, embrace life in different aspects. So I would love to ask you, first of all, how has that been? But before you answer that question, I just wanted to tell people a little bit about what is that meaning, empower. So power, empowered is means keep someone, the authority or power to do something, make someone stronger and more confident in controlling their own life. That's the basic understanding and the general understanding about what is empowered means. Now it's coming to women. So what has been your own experience, Luana, on this?
I remember a woman saying to me, I can't believe how strong you are, that you've, you know, gone around the world and traveled. And I didn't consider myself to be a strong person. And I think what you can do, and you get out there and you find that you're in these situations, you do as well as you can. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the strongest person can do it. Anyone can do it. You just have to give it a chance and get going. And once you're there, you do what's within your realms.
But don't you think, like, by just put it and give it the first step and put yourself there, it's coming from your inner side and it's coming from you to say yourself, you can do this. And this is empowering,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and to surround yourself with strong people and be inspired by other people. And I think that's sort of what set me on that path, was seeing, like, my sisters and brothers travel around the world and going, I want to do that too. So the more that you talk to people and find out that they've done it, and people just like you and I, that you go, well, if you've done it, then I can do it. That's really the first step.
Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned something very important, which is very important to keep in mind, to surround yourself with the right people. And I think that's so important, because as much you have people, they will tell you can do this and believe 100% in you, that is how things start working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because otherwise, and I think you can definitely too, you'll have times that you have setbacks and that sort of stops you and you go, well, I'm too scared to do it again. And it's really easy to have that barrier, but then you take the first step and then you get a new memory that replaces that old memory. You just got to keep stepping forward and keep going.
Yeah, definitely. And sort of reflect as well whenever we made mistake in our journey, you go, well, that was why. Or just kind of keep the learning, you know, rather than looking back and say, oh my God, I regret that. This is just keep it as a learning process, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, the age-old saying of, you know, when a window opens, when a door closes, a window opens, don't spend any time looking at the door that closed.
Yeah, that is a very good, that's a very good tip. I'm going to ask Michelle about it. How has been that, Michelle, for you on empowering? Would it be those things that are really helping you out?
Yeah, well, it was interesting listening to you guys talk.
Sorry, better put my mic on. It was interesting listening to you guys talk about traveling and everything, because I remember being in Africa. I was over there by myself, and I'd only been there for a couple of days, and I was in this place that I was staying in Malawi, and somebody said to me, wow, you're so brave to be a single woman traveling by yourself. Oh, man, I could never be brave enough to do that. And I suddenly thought, oh, is this like a big deal for me to be here by myself? And I hadn't thought of it as being a big deal or particularly brave or anything else. But once somebody said that to me, it actually freaked me out. And I ended up sort of going, oh my God, maybe it's dangerous, you know, maybe I can't go outside by myself. And maybe I need to, I don't know, meet someone to travel with or something, because it was really interesting. I felt really comfortable until that person said to me, wow, you're so brave. It's so dangerous traveling by yourself. And suddenly I went, oh, maybe I can't do this, you know. So, you know, to surround yourself by people who are supportive and who have similar views and similar courage, I suppose, is really, really important, not just when you're traveling, but throughout your whole life.
And you also mentioned that something important. You say fear. How do you beat your own fear? Because fear is always there. How do you beat your own fear?
Good question. I think you just have to snap out of it. You just have to go, I can do this. Other people do this. I can do this. Of course I can. And sometimes you can think too, well, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah. I think you've got to take small steps. So even sort of now something will happen. I've slipped on a rock and now I'm too scared to go walking on slippery rocks again. But each time I go, I'll do a little bit more, and more that you do, then you sort of expand that you're not so scared anymore. And it's like anything, people that say, oh, I'm scared of needles. It's that first step. You take that first step and then the steps get easier and easier as you keep going.
That is very, very true. So tell us what is the sport you've done? What is the sport you're doing at the moment?
I like to go caving, and I was meant to go canyoning today. But I actually sprained my ankle last week, so I can't go. And yeah, even just that going back into caving where it's on uneven, unsteady rocks, I know that I'm going to be a bit hesitant because I don't want to hurt myself again. But the more you do, the more you get out there and try it, then it'll get easier as I go. So I've just got to take that first step.
That's true. Yeah, so there is a lot of things that really surround us. And then there's one thing I want to ask. We're talking about inspire and inspiration and how, you know, beat our fear. What it can be inspire you when you're going to have this dream, set this goal in life, and you decide, yep, that's inspire me. What is, can be that, Luana, in your case? And Michelle, I will ask you the same question.
What inspires me at the moment, or
in general, when you are empower your own self and you have this own solo conversation with yourself, what is that inspire yourself? We all have that sort of little things or big things in life.
Yeah, I guess at the moment, in the role that I'm doing, I'm more and more I get to be involved in the environment and reporting on greenhouse gases and emissions and things like that. And so, to me, My small inspiration is that I can't change the world, I can't fix the world and get us to zero emissions, but I can influence my sphere of influence, which is my workplace. My workplace, luckily, has got a lot of people. We've got about 5,000 people. So that's 5,000 people that I can influence. I think you've got to start there. You've got to start with your sphere of influence, and that is an amazing part, and you shouldn't think that's too small to do that.
That is actually very, very true. How about you, Michelle?
Yeah, I mean, if I feel like I need some inspiration or some courage to do something new, I tend to look back at things that I've already achieved and think, oh, wow, well, if I've done that, then this is no harder than that thing that I did before. Yeah, and I look at what other people are doing as well, other people that I admire, and think, oh, well, they did that. Maybe I can have a crack at it as well. So, yeah, just
so
always...
So basically looking back at your achievement and said, well, if I've done that, I can go ahead.
Exactly, yeah.
That will be your inspiration. Yeah. I think mine will be just looking at the big picture and say, well, I'm ready for the next challenger.
Mm.
And I think the type of person I like challenging in my life, I think is something that really made me growing and driven, which I think when you are in the comfort zone, it's not really much challenging there, right? It's something like, I know this. I know how to deal with this. So what is next?
Yes. Seek that discomfort, you know, that place where you're not comfortable, where you haven't been before, and deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But there's so many people, they love the comfort zone and they stay there for ages and ages. And talking about general basis can be applied to anything, work, relationship, friendship, flats, everything, right? It's like,
And that's okay as well. It's not for me, but if other people are comfortable staying in that place that they know and trust, that's okay, that's their journey, and you know, if they want to stay in the same job for 50 years and stay in the same house their whole life, that's cool. It's not me, but that's fine for other people to do that.
But they might not be happy, but they're still there. What is your opinion about it, Luana?
I think you've got to say yes to so many things. I don't really like going to parties and, you know, leaving the warmth of my PJs and my Ugg boots. But you say yes to going to a party and then you get there and you're like, I'm so glad I did that. I'm so glad I put myself out of my comfort zone and came here and met these people and had this experience. So the more challenges you can say, well, I've never done that. Yes, I'm going to try that. I'm going to give that a go and learn that new skill.
Yeah. So this is all about empowering yourself, and that's definitely what we are up to in here, talking about how we empower ourselves. And as I said, Michelle, I think it's okay if you do want to stay in your comfort zone, it's fine, but it's more little challenging in your life, just a small little bit, it will help you to give you enough, power to say, I can do this, and enough understanding and confidence. I'm capable and I'm willing to do. Why not to try? And we're talking about to try. So we are just having a little minute to just talking about this in English, because this program goes in English and in Spanish, the second part. So I just want to tell you how we can, what is the advice you can tell you, there's a question for both of you, you can tell those people how you can go for the next little step, baby step even, how you can do it. What will be your advice, Luana, and then I continue with Michelle.
First step to empowering yourself?
Yep.
These are big questions.
It's a very big question.
Baby step.
Yeah.
I have my own one already, but I'm not telling you before you say yours.
Oh, no, you should tell us first, because I don't know what I'm going to say here.
What will be your, Luana? Do you have your one?
Not really, but like I said to you today, on my way to work today, I seen a bumper sticker, and on that it said well-behaved women. It could be well-behaved people rarely make history. I'm not saying you need to be naughty, but I think that the fact that you've got to put yourself out there and try new things and empower yourself, that's what makes you go forward, and that's what makes you learn and create and experience new things.
That's awesome. And then tell us again the whole thing you read, so then people can get it.
It was well-behaved women rarely make history.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good one, actually. Yeah. All right, Michelle, you got your one?
Well, no, not really. I just like what Luana said about, you know, the comfort of staying home in your pajamas and your Ugg boots, but pushing through that and saying, oh, no, I will go to this party.
Yeah.
And actually, once you get there, enjoying yourself and thinking, I'm really glad I chose to do this. And that can be the same for anything that you have doubts about doing. You can think, well, I'm going to feel good when I actually do this or actually achieve this thing, whether it's going to a party or climbing a mountain or exploring a canyon or whatever it is. You will feel better when you actually achieve something rather than just, yeah, sticking with what's comfortable.
That's true. So my one is kind of about to learn something new. So you know how we do have like those New Year resolution, which is really overrated, I know, quite glitchy. But just to learn something new the whole year. It can be something as small, even a workshop, little things, but learn something new each year. That will be help you. Learn something, like improve yourself in some area of your life. You are not 100%. That will be my one. All righty. Thank you so much, Luana, for being with us.
Thank you, Paola.
Thank you so much. And now we have this amazing song for all of you guys. It's called Raise Your Glass from one of the women who really inspired me, Pink. Bienvenidos a todos y ya estamos de vuelta hablando de este tema increíble que nos convoca, que se llama Empowering Woman, pero en español sería empoderar a las mujeres. Y estamos con Carola Álvarez, quien es psicóloga chilena, ella ha estado antes panelista nuestra, y ella también trabaja mucho con su consulta online, además es profesora de un instituto en Chile que se llama Duoc. ¿Cómo estás, Carola? ¿Cómo está todo?
Hola, Paola. Muy bien, gracias.
Bueno, también hay que decir que es mi hermana, o sea, que tengo que decir eso, por eso es el coincidencia de apellido. Estamos hablando de este empoderamiento femenino.
¿cuál podrías decir tú desde el lado? Porque a veces el empoderamiento se puede entender como que viene un poco de la parte más masculina, la parte mucho más, sí, probablemente de la energía más masculina de empoderarte, de lo que es este poder. ¿Cómo podría ser este empoderamiento desde una parte mucho más femenina?
Que en realidad más que yo creo que antes de empoderarse hay un tema que es el conocerse. Creo que el autoconocimiento es vital,
muy
creo
importante.
Que la medida que uno se se pueda autoconocer, también va a poder abrazar tal vez esas partes más sombrías y de alguna medida ser menos culposo, que algunas veces es lo que ataca a todas las mujeres, no la culpa.
Es verdad. Y creo que hay algo que no estoy segura si lo mencioné, que tú eres psicóloga. ¿Serías tan amable de contarnos cuál es la página o el Instagram donde se pueden acercar a preguntarte o cualquier consulta que tengan?
Siente y cuenta. Esa es mi página y también es mi Instagram.
Muy bien, siente y cuenta, todo junto, perfecto, para que la gente también pueda saber y acercarse. Claro, creo que le has dado lo correcto, al clavo, como se podría decir, ¿no? Yo creo que conocerse es lo más importante y luego viene la parte de empoderarse, ¿no? Pero uno no puede empoderarse sin conocerse.
Claro, porque en el fondo la medida que uno se conoce también se acepta y de alguna manera también se quiere. Y eventualmente puedes también tener una autoestima más positiva con eso. Y desde ahí segurizarte que finalmente el empoderarte viene de la mano con el estar seguro, con el estar como con un objetivo claro de vida, con tener un proyecto también claro de vida. Va de la mano con eso, ¿no? El empoderarse.
Ahora entiendo, porque de repente cuando, lo capto perfecto, cuando uno ve la palabra solamente empoderamiento, mucha gente se acerca, ¿no? Porque cree que acercándose a eso te va a segurizar, te va a dar un poco más de, bueno, te va a dar más soltura, te va a hacer reaccionar de forma distinta, pero en realidad el trabajo es mucho más interno, más que llegar a un lugar y que te empoderen, ¿verdad? No es una cosa automática. Esto pasa por un tema que va más desde el conocerte y de saber cuáles son tus sueños. Hay una española que seguro tú la conoces, se llama Charuca, y tiene un libro que es Sé la jefa de ti misma o la jefa de tu propia vida, ¿no? Y ella habla mucho desde el ser tu jefa, de saber de ti, de saber qué es lo que tú haces, pero yo creo que el conocimiento va muy de la mano, y creo que ella también lo menciona en sus libros, y tiene que ver también con este diálogo interno, que ella también lo menciona mucho, cuál es el diálogo interno que tenemos con nosotras. Pero me parece que para conocerte, ¿cuáles serían las claves? ¿Sería la psicoterapia? ¿Sería un poco el ir a un counseling? ¿Sería un poco aprender de tu historia? ¿Cuál de estos aspectos tú recomendarías para comenzar el autoconocimiento?
Bueno, yo creo que principalmente a lo mejor iniciar un proceso terapéutico puede llevarte a una profundización aún mayor, pero hay algunas personas tal vez que no quieran iniciarlo. Yo creo que el autoconocerse es escucharse, es aprender a convivir en estados de soledad con uno, saber en el fondo los límites también que uno tiene, tanto corporales como físicos, aprender a decir que no. Son cosas que de alguna manera nos llevan a este como zona donde te abre como las puertas al poder saber quién eres tú. Yo creo que principalmente va de la mano con eso, en conjunto también con el proyecto de vida, qué es lo que tú quieres en tu vida, cuáles son tus objetivos, cuáles son tus metas, cuáles son tus sueños.
Y creo que hay mucha gente que no tiene idea de eso, ¿eh? Mucha gente no tiene idea, está totalmente perdida. Y sí, yo creo que en ese sentido es muy importante, pero es ABC. O sea, primero nos tenemos que conocer, ahí está la instancia de soledad que tú mencionas. Luego tenemos que aprender, ¿cierto?, cómo podríamos empezar a dirigir estas metas, cuál sería la forma correcta de llevarlas a cabo, ¿no es cierto? Preparar como un plan de ruta, podríamos decirlo, que se va revisando. Uh-huh. Y una vez que esto va pasando, luego ya viene el empoderamiento, ¿cierto? Que va a ser como el empuje, el push.
Es la consecuencia.
Es la consecuencia.
Es que es como la consecuencia del camino.
Perfecto. Es la consecuencia. Hay personalidades que son más, que tienden a ser mucho más empoderadas que otras. O cualquiera puede decir, cualquiera puede llegar a esa instancia haciendo este trabajo correcto.
Yo creo que cualquier persona puede llegar a esa instancia. Lo que pasa es que claramente todas las personas somos diferentes y eventualmente eso también puede repercutir en qué tipo o cómo es la forma de empoderarte, porque eso también es diferente de persona a persona, pero eso no quiere decir que sea mejor o peor, ¿me entiendes? Sino que es diferente solamente.
Me parece. O sea, que en el fondo va a depender un poco de la personalidad, de cómo tú te acercas a estos procesos, va a ir dándote un poco las luces de cómo el empoderamiento va a ser y cómo vas a llegar tú a ese lugar. Una vez que nos empoderamos, uh-huh. Una vez que nos empoderamos, y esta pregunta me parece importante, ¿qué es lo que siguiente? ¿Qué es lo que viene? El empoderamiento viene de la mano de esta inspiración que hablábamos en el primer bloque de cómo tú te rodeas de gente que ha hecho un montón de cosas y que eso te inspira y te mueve. ¿Va a rodearse un poco de eso o cuáles serían estos elementos vitales que tiene el empoderamiento?
Yo creo que es la consecuencia con lo que haces, con lo que sientes, y con lo que piensas. Yo creo que el empoderarse habla de esta consecuencia en estos tres ámbitos, ¿no?
Ok, eso es la consecuencia de lo que tú piensas y de lo que tú haces. Y eso
de la coherencia.
De la coherencia.
O sea, lo que tú piensas, lo que sientes y lo que haces. Y desde ahí tener una sintonía, porque tú no puedes pensar una cosa y hacer otra. Entonces, desde ahí yo creo que eso finalmente es el empoderamiento.
Me encantó. Muy bien. Me encanta conversar contigo siempre, aunque seamos hermanas, aunque nos conozcamos de toda la vida. Me parece que siempre estoy aprendiendo un montón. Y nada, estamos felices de que estés con nosotros. Muchas gracias por tu tiempo, Carola Álvarez, psicóloga
chilena. Muchas gracias a ustedes.
Siente y Cuenta es su página. Y ahora tenemos una canción increíble que los invito a todos a escucharla. Se llama La chica del espejo, de La Oreja de Van Gogh. Tiene una letra muy linda, así que pongan atención los que saben español, los que están aprendiendo español, porque los dejo con esta maravillosa canción. Se llama La chica del espejo.
Escuché que últimamente pasas las noches llorando de un maldito vendaval, cambió tu signo del zodiaco. Escuché que sientes miedo al ver tu rostro reflejado, porque tanto viento en contra descompuso tu peinado. Así que deja que te diga que te conozco de la infancia, que aún podría distinguirte a mil metros de distancia, que ni los años, ni tu pelo, ni tu ropa, ni tu talla podrán nunca ser capaces de cambiarte la mirada. Así que ven y mírate al espejo. Te presento a la chica más valiente del universo, y aunque a veces tenga miedo y se esconda del reflejo, ella siempre brillará dentro de ti. Abramos la ventana así de par en par, dejemos que la brisa nos vuelva a acariciar, que yo estaré contigo las noches de más frío, aunque haya que luchar. Paseas por el barrio, que llorar te sale fácil, que reír te cuesta tanto. Y aunque sé que ya hace tiempo que no hablamos demasiado, una amiga sabe de...
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.